Isn't this just wonderful? You can't get a wine this good in most places. What? Of course I'm paying. How is that even a question? It was my idea to go here. Don't worry about it. Why are you so amped up all of a sudden? I know you can't pay for this. You're young and you have student loans, and your income is, well, modest to say the least. Shh. Darling, I know it's not your fault that you don't earn more. You don't have much job experience, so you're stuck with the job that you have for a while longer. Were you really worried that I'd make you pay? It's going to be fine, okay? Good. It's fine, I swear. You've been so distant today. Is that what was on your mind this whole time? Were you really afraid that I would take you to a fine restaurant and then make you pay for it? Now, just what kind of a woman do you take me for? I know we've only been on a few dates already. I thought you knew that I'd be above that kind of thing. Babe, of all the things to worry about, I said I'd treat you. Are you sure you're not just burnt out or something? You seem so out of it this evening. Or maybe I'm boring you. We could go out to do something different, you know. Or we could get dessert, if that's what you want. And yes, that is also on me. Or we could just finish up our food and move to the next bar. So you are exhausted. Don't think I didn't notice that something was off. You normally wouldn't worry about me doing something like that. If I say I'll pay, then I will. I thought you'd trust me to be true to my word. Do we need to have a talk about this? So, since you're tired, I should help you to relax then. I have an idea. The couches at the lounge are nothing short of excellent. Let's finish up first. Come now, this way. Don't worry, I'll pay for the bill at the end. I'm not skimping. Darling, of course I'm sure I can afford all of this. No, I did not drink too much. I'm fine, I promise you. I'll be fine. More than fine, actually, because I have you, don't I? Come, sit. You don't have to worry about sitting up so straight, though. You can lean on me. You can even put your hand in my lap if you so please. I suppose you're a little predictable now. I'll take that as a yes. Now relax. I'll just play with your hair, and since you're tired, I can do all the talking. I was planning to tell you something today. I've been keeping it a secret until now. I guess it kind of came out already in a bit of a clumsy way. Or, well, what I mean to say is, I'm a lot wealthier than I let on initially. I should have told you before taking you to a place like this, so you wouldn't worry or be stressed, but I just kind of kept putting it off. For me, it's a fact about me that I'm a little uncomfortable revealing. I don't know if you've ever experienced this. I would assume not, but when you tell people that you're rich, all of a sudden, they see you differently. Some people look down on you, assuming that you've gotten rich in some dishonest and manipulative way. They assume that you've taken advantage of people and shoved others to the side to make room for yourself. That's the first group. The other group assumes you've just been born wealthy and simply sat on this wealth the whole time. And then you invest it and it grows. Not everyone wants to give you credit for the work you've done to earn what you have. But I digress. The point is, I hope you like me just as much after I've told you this. I also hope you understand why I kept this from you. If I'm lucky, that doesn't change your view of me either. You're fine with it? Oh, thank goodness. There's a third group that only sees you as a piggy bank once you've revealed that you're rich. You don't even have to say how rich exactly. You don't see me that way? Oh, darling. They all say that, but you never know if it's true. Either way, I do want to spoil you. I have quite a good feeling about you. So, I'm going to spoil you. A little bit at the start, and then more as our relationship deepens. But first, you have to agree to become my boyfriend. I shall have no more dates without making it official and exclusive. You're mumbling. Is that a yes? See? I knew it. I knew you would say yes. Life doesn't have to be too tough, you know. You don't have to overwork yourself. In fact, now that you're mine, you won't have to work another day for the rest of your life. That's right. Not only do I work at a high-end company, but I'm an executive vice president. Not just the middle manager like I led you on to believe. On top of that, I am also a board member and owner in other businesses, including some very promising startups. It's okay if you don't know what to say. I kind of dropped a bit of a bomb on you. You're allowed time to process and see how you feel about all of this. But I see you young people these days struggling, and it's so hard to look at. I said no to having kids in order to focus on my career. I don't know if I'll ever have children, but I do know I want someone to take care of at the very least. Ideally someone sweet, like you. You know, I worked hard and made sacrifices to climb up. I thought at some point I would find a rich and highly successful man who would sweep me off my feet. Someone who was equally dedicated to their work, but slightly more accomplished. It just never ended up that way. I did some soul searching and decided to scrap my laundry list of requirements in a man. So I went out. I met some people, and I really learned to open up. I wasn't going to jump on the first man. Opportunity that I got. This wine is really starting to get to me, isn't it now? Now, where was I? Ah, right. Open-minded dating. I started questioning my preferences. Maybe I'd be able to narrow them down more if I just tried going on a few dates and seeing what clicked. Away with those preconceived notions of what my man has to be like. What do I know? The guys I liked in high school and university are way different to what I like now, so I couldn't really trust myself. I didn't just try going on a date for the experience. I always thought I had way too many things going on. I thought at first if I got a boyfriend, I wouldn't be able to give them the time and attention. Now that I've finally taken my time to see who's out there, I found someone I like. Yes, I'm talking about you, sweetie. You're not at all who I expected I'd be dating, but I wanted to give it a chance because I really liked you. You were different. The age difference might seem like a barrier at first, but with a typical young woman, you'd both struggle financially. Lovebirds really can't catch a break these days, but you really do not have to worry with me, sweetie. I said it before, but I want to spoil you. Any student debt or rent, I'll take care of it. If you see something fancy you like, I'll get you it. You won't have to live in that cramped dorm either. All of this changes since you agreed to be with me. As I said, I'm going to spoil you, get you everything you want, and your job. You can work as much or as little as you like. I can pay your boss off, no problem. Young people like you need financial freedom as much as you need free time. I want to enable you to have the life I couldn't because I worked so much. You look so great too. Remember what I said? You could be a model. How about I hire the best photographer, the best personal trainer for you, and get a personal cook for us both to make us what our bodies need the most? Or whatever we're craving the most. You could be famous. You could be the best looking, most charming young man. So many women would want you. But they couldn't have you because you're mine and unlike them. I treat you like the prince you are. Maybe you have a dream career or hobby. How about I finance that? Whatever it is you want to pursue, I'll be right there rooting for you. What about making it big in esports? Anything your little heart desires. Think about it, you don't have to work some boring job that you don't feel passionate about. Not while you're with me. I guess you need some time to think about what you want. Hey, I never did ask you about your dating experiences. Did you ever expect to be dating a mature woman? It's hard for you young people to date these days. My parents, like yours, want to claim that it's no more complicated to date now than it was before. But I couldn't disagree more. Things were a lot simpler just 10 years ago. These apps, maybe it's just me, but most of all, the economy just sucks right now. If I were a young woman right now, I'd despair when looking at house listings. A hard-working man like you needs a break, and I have a lot of ideas for a good, long vacation in the most stunning places on Earth. I've saved up so many vacation days for my job. I just haven't had a reason to use them yet. Am I tired? No, not really. Very few people can match my drive, not to mention my stress tolerance. Once I get to a certain point, it was less of a grind and more of a make extremely delicate decisions or you screw a lot of people over. So as I said, I have all of these vacation days saved up, and now I finally have someone to share them with. I have you. You are the reason I want to spend my days off. No, shh. You have time. Take as much time off your work as you want. If your boss needs you that badly, we can find your replacement and you can do something else. Everything will be fine. Just lie here, breathe, and let me play with your hair. I will tell you about all the nice places we could go to. Any of them you like. We can go there. No questions asked. I looked this up on my phone the other day. It's quite a lot of tabs, actually. Look right here. We could do a private getaway together on our own island. Or what about a lodge? A winter retreat? Honestly, anything that comes to mind, baby. You can ask for it. I probably sound like I'm trying to sell you something. Now then, baby, you seem sleepy. Maybe we should get you home before you do fall asleep in my lap. Come on, the cab's outside. Of course I sneakily ordered one. I saw how tired you were. Now come, we'll go right to my place. You already know I have the softest bed ever. And with how tired you look, you sure do need it.